Hello, and welcome to the very first podcast episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. I am Roy Furr, and I wanted to give you this special podcast exclusive episode number one, just to share more about what this is and my plans for the show. So let's dive in. These are the proven direct response marketing, copywriting, and entrepreneurship success strategies you can use today to write your own ticket and create the life you want. I am Roy Furr, and this is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Now, here's today's breakthrough. So, my notes for this quick show is I want to share with you, number one, I want to share with you a little bit about me, how I got into marketing, how I got started, and where I've been since then. Number two, I want to share with you a little bit about Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. It is not brand new, even though this is episode number one of the podcast. Number three, I want to share with you what, as of recording this, I consider the big five topics that I cover in every day's episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. And then number four, I will share with you kind of a call to action of what to do next. So let's start with about me. So I discovered copywriting and marketing in 2005. And at the time, I had some experience in sales and in call centers. And I had just gotten a degree in psychology. And it turns out that an undergraduate degree in psychology, just about the best job that you can get with that, if you don't have plans to go on and get like a master's or PhD, is that you can work in the local gas company's call center in customer service, and you can, you know, be the person that when you don't pay your gas bill all winter and somebody calls up to scream at the gas company, well, you can be the person on the other end of that call getting screamed at. And so that's what I was doing in 2005. And fortunately, I was actually working the noon to 9 p.m. shift, and nobody really wants to talk to the gas company after dinner time. And so I, between calls, like there was a lot of time between calls, and I would read. Now, prior to this, like my biggest financial success as a writer was, and I get into marketing through copywriting, through writing the marketing messages. My biggest success as a writer was I had self-published a book of poetry in college. And when my grandma bought 10 copies for all her kids, I ended up, like, that was my biggest financial success as a writer up until that point. So I was not a very successful writer. I was basically like, I wrote academically. It was not any compelling copy. When I tried to write stories, I actually got a bad grade from the only writing professor who actually knew what people want to read. And so I was not coming at this from a perspective of being a good writer. And I still thought of myself as a writer, though. And so I discovered this book called The Well-Fed Writer. Now, I wouldn't necessarily recommend that you go out and buy this book today, but I discovered this book called The Well-Fed Writer that introduced me to these people who were called copywriters. And the author, Peter Bowerman, he says he positions himself as a freelance commercial writer, and he likes to write things like annual reports and case studies and stuff that I consider deadly dull and boring. But at the same time, like, he kind of talked trash about these people who were the direct response copywriters, the people who actually went in and they're like writing sales letters and they're creating marketing campaigns for clients and so on. And he said, like, that's a different kind of writing that you can do. He didn't want to do it. And for me, it jumped out and I was like, oh, that sounds really interesting. These people, they write a sales letter and money shows up. They write a marketing campaign and money shows up. That sounds kind of cool. I wonder if I could do that. And I went down the rabbit hole from there. And basically, it's been nonstop since 2005, since early 2005. I got into marketing. I actually, within a few months, I landed a full-time marketing job at an IT training publisher. And I learned on the job. I learned in the trenches. And pretty soon, I was basically running their marketing department. We grew them fast enough that we landed them on Inc. magazine's list of America's fastest growing small businesses. We, you know, the owner actually got so rich that he built the most expensive house in the county with some of the success that I was helping him create, and many other people were involved too. But it was a great start in marketing. to be able to just get in there and work 40 hours a week every day. And it was an entrepreneurial company. So I was able to get in there. I was able to do database stuff. I was able to like test things. I was able to, I was buying traffic. I was creating, I was writing copy. I was writing emails. We were doing direct mail. We were doing not seminars, but conferences and trade shows and all of that. And I lived it from 2005 to early 2010. Now, even from the beginning, I knew that I was interested in working with like the direct response hardcore people. And that company was not a direct response hardcore people. The owner, like he wasn't a fan of direct response. He was kind of a branding guy. So I always had to do direct response stuff kind of under the radar. So on the side, I was also picking up clients, like starting in 2007 or so, I worked with my first clients in the internet marketing, online marketing space, and just started to grow that business. In 2010, I finally went out on my own. So 5 years after discovering direct marketing, I went out on my own, and I've been full-time in my business since 2010, working with some of the best direct marketers in the business, a lot of people in financial publishing and business opportunity publishing. I have primarily focused on ROI oriented products and offers where, you know, I'm writing marketing that you have to be able to spend a dollar and have it bring back more than a dollar in return with a new customer in tow. And I've had the good fortune to work with really the best of the best in the industry. And one of my most public achievements in direct marketing was when I was the copywriter for Brian Kurtz's Titans of Direct Response event in 2014. And that featured like a who's who of the biggest direct response experts in the world. And it was a tribute to Marty Edelstein, who was the founder of Boardroom Inc., became Bottom Line, and grew that company to over $150 million a year. And even the audience that showed up for that event was the best of the best in direct marketing. And my copy, my sales letter for that is a big part of why people showed up. Although, admittedly, when you have an incredible offer, that is far more powerful than great copy. So I worked with clients, and also since 2014, I have been doing a lot of publishing of my own products, and that brings me to talking about Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. So what is this? It actually started in 2014. It's 2021 now, and so it's been going for quite some time. It started in 2014 as a daily email. I would write an article, I'd post it on breakthroughmarketingsecrets.com, and I'd send it out as a daily email, starting with one subscriber and then just a commitment to publish every day. And it grew fairly quickly. Then I started doing more videos. I started putting those videos up on YouTube. And then in early 2020, I decided to switch to more of a daily video format where I can produce more content that's more conversational and quicker. And some people have loved reading it, some people have loved the videos, and I've heard quite often that, hey, I would love it if you could publish. Even when I was just publishing it as articles, I was hearing that people would love it if I could publish an audio version, a podcast version. And so what I've decided to do is I'm now creating the audio extracts of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets, the audio extracts of the YouTube videos as a podcast. And so what you're getting here in the podcast is originally produced in video format. And also it's produced from from the perspective of, hey, I'm talking to you, I'm sharing great content, and it doesn't matter what media you consume it in. And so if you want to listen to it, you can listen to it, and you can hear it here as part of this podcast. Now, the big five topics that I have kind of taken notes on that I talk about in Breakthrough Marketing Secrets is primarily, hey, I got started as a copywriter. So I talk about copywriting and marketing messaging, the kind of messaging that is going to get your prospects to take action. I talk to copywriters a lot. A large portion of my list is copywriters. And so, you know, that's topic number one. Topic number two is conversion architecture. So if we're talking about building campaigns, building funnels, all of the architecture, all of the conversion structure, the framework, that is honestly, like, that's a superpower for me beyond being a copywriter, is understanding how to structure a campaign, understanding how to build a campaign from the ground up, and how to build it in a way that generates maximum response, where the result that you generate is greater than the sum of its parts. And so that's the term that I have for that is conversion architecture. And that's an important part of what I do. Topic number three is client getting. So I spend a lot of time talking to people who are expert service providers, who run client businesses, who work in client businesses, who are maybe freelancers. You can be a copywriter, but honestly, whatever your offer is, if you get clients, I teach you how to do that better. And I share, you know, what people do wrong, the right way to do it, my experience, what works consistently for me to get the highest paying clients, to sell high ticket skills, to literally go from $2,000 a project when I was starting to $20,000 a project, and have my schedule as full as I want it to be, and really without a lot of effort doing client getting. So I talk about that. I also talk about marketing entrepreneurship. Many of my readers are also entrepreneurs, business builders in all sorts of different industries, in all sorts of different categories, selling all sorts of different products and services. And the thing that brings us together is marketing, specifically direct marketing, marketing that results are measured and that we're accountable to results, and building a business around or recognizing the critical role that marketing as a selling function, marketing as a conversion function, plays in your business. So I talk about marketing entrepreneurship. And finally, because it's important to me, I talk about some healthy living stuff. And I'm not just talking about like, oh, diet, whatever. I'm all about a complete, like, integrated approach to our own health, which can include mental stuff, physical stuff, relationship stuff, how we are in the world that makes us as healthy as possible. And so from time to time, you'll hear episodes about that as well. And because it's part of what I consider to be, a factor in my success, I'm going to share that with you from time to time as well. So again, copywriting, messaging, conversion architecture, client getting, marketing entrepreneurship, and healthy living. And of course, if there are additional topics that I think will be valuable to my audience, I will share those as well. So let's see. Now we've gotten to the point of what to do next. So you're here, you're listening to the first episode. Maybe you have already done so, but I would encourage you to subscribe here. So subscribe in your favorite podcast player. And of course, you as you get to know the show, I would love it if you leave a review. There's always calls to action that come out of the video format for people to like and comment and share and subscribe to episodes, right? And every time you hear, hey, why don't you comment? Think of that as, hey, leave a review on the show. Even if you've already left one before, I don't know if your podcast platform lets you leave multiple reviews, just share how much value you are getting out of the show. And I always want those to be honest and true reviews. And so engage in every way that you can. Also, go to breakthroughmarketingsecrets.com. I'll make sure that there's a link in the description with this episode. And when you sign up at breakthroughmarketingsecrets.com, you'll get email updates when each episode is published, and then you can engage with it in whatever way is best for you that day. Plus, importantly, you'll get exclusive content for email subscribers. So occasionally there will be trainings and mini courses and webinars and et cetera, different things that are only available to you if you are an email subscriber, or that you'll only hear about if you're an email subscriber. So go to breakthroughmarketingsecrets.com and sign up for that. And if you're really serious about achieving success as a copywriter, marketer, and entrepreneur, I would encourage you to check out btmsinsiders.com. That's btmsinsiders.com. And what you'll find there is, it's like Netflix for copywriting and marketing training. primarily my training. There's a ton of training there. I don't even want to quote the number because it's growing all the time. But even, I guess, as I'm recording this, there are over 130 hours of training, and you sign up for one low monthly fee and you get access to everything. So instead of that infinite launch cycle of $2,000 to $10,000 trainings, and you know, if you've followed internet marketing, online marketing for any length of time, you know what I'm talking about. So instead of that infinite launch cycle, I just give you everything for one low monthly fee, and I keep making it better. As well as all the training there, you get monthly insiders calls where you have the opportunity to get on and engage with me on a monthly basis, sometimes more often. And I bring in guest experts, and I also have a members exclusive, insiders exclusive Facebook group, which you can join as soon as you become a member. It's part of the membership. And you get access to everything, including all new member benefits for as long as you remain a member. So this has been, again, the first podcast exclusive episode of the Breakthrough Marketing Secrets podcast. And I appreciate you being here. I appreciate you listening. I appreciate you subscribing. And I look forward to all the value. I always aim for a 10 out of 10 value. I look forward to all the value that I can bring you as we go forward. Thank you. Thank you once again for tuning in to this daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Remember, check out the links with this episode for even more value. Now make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe, and engage in every way you can to keep this show going and growing and delivering daily value to you. I'll catch you soon for your next big breakthrough.